Actually, we're joined by Perk right now, and I got to be honest, stop spoiling the students. Because they're going to get used to something like this, go out there in the cold, hard world and be like, what, I got to cook my own what?
Well, thanks for having me, guys, and welcome to the world of higher education in 2010. So it is a fabulous facility, but it's what the students want, it's what they kind of expect, and you see it at other campuses, and it was one of the first stops I made when I was here on my interview or recruiting visit, trying to get this AD's job, and they brought me here and my wife here, and we knew we had a special place right from the get-go. So when we talked about this morning show, we thought this might be an outstanding opportunity.
Well, and you've been all over the country. I mean, I talked about back in the day at CMU, you've been to other places and seen it. You said, this is the new way, this is the state of the art, but you guys are kind of ahead of the curve here. It's only been around, what, maybe 5 years as far as a lot of universities going to this?
I think so, especially, Brett, for state institutions. A few more privates. I was at Wake Forest years ago, and some of the private schools have maybe it jumped out in front a little bit. For as far as a state school and where Ferris is at and what we're doing with enrollment being up and the fastest growing university in the state of Michigan, a lot of other things like that, it's been a huge, huge hit, and you can see why. You were here, Mike, you said at feeding time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they came in like that. They were herding in there.
They do, and it's wonderful to see, and it's a great recruiting tool for us from an athletic standpoint. It's a great recruiting tool for the university, and it's just a great way for students living here on campus to kind of come together and have some camaraderie and visit with student athletes, visit with professors, visit with staffers, faculty, and certainly community folks as well.
Well, and Perk, you know, take advantage of this to brag up the entire university. I joked all week that I had I'd spent some time at Ferris, not as a student. I went to Lake State, but I'd spent some serious time on the campus, most of which I don't recall.
Gotcha.
And then came up here last night, and it was one of those things where I was talking on the phone and you're running your mouth and not paying attention and bump into this university. And if you're in Grand Rapids, if you're in Kalamazoo, if you're in Lansing, and you haven't taken a trek up here in the last, 5 or 6 years, this place has exploded. I mean, it didn't even resemble, and, my memory aside, it didn't resemble the place that I had visited, and I wasn't in college that long ago. I know I'm an old man now, but I wasn't always, and it's unbelievable what FSU has done.
Well, thank you. You'll get a chance to talk to some people here later on, Jeremy Mishler, our Alumni Association Director, and certainly President Eisler, and they can tell you a little bit more. I'm learning on the fly, but I would echo those same sentiments. I was born and raised in Mount Pleasant and attended CMU, Brett, as you mentioned, and this was probably one of the best-kept secrets. We're working hard to make it not the best-kept secret. We're working hard to promote Ferris State University, and it's an easy place to promote. I always say to our coaches, it's not about what we don't have, it's about what we have, and we've got a lot of positives here to sell, and the university, the community, and facilities like this are all a part of it, so we're just going to use that as a platform to build from, so we're very proud of it.
Well, the other thing, too, that jumps off the page is, we've seen the growth of Grand Valley, and we've seen other places, universities come in, Central, Western, to Grand Rapids and have campuses. You've had a downtown campus there for a while, and you were down at Van Andel Arena on a Wednesday. I was at the press conference for the U.S. 131 Showdown. We had Coach Westland from GVSU yesterday on the program, and what an exciting opportunity you have there to bring your basketball team down for the men, for the women, and it is a big recruiting brace for you. I mean, Grand Valley, Ferris, all the people coming to Grand Rapids, there's so much talent in the West Michigan area. It's just a natural for you being, 45, 50 miles away?
It is, and it's a quick trip, and as much as we like to stay on campus and get people back into Big Rapids and into campus, we also know that we've got to, spread our wings a little bit and go out and grab some of those folks and go into their backyards. And Grand Rapids is where we have a lot of alumni. It's where a lot of corporate base is for us, and it's certainly where we, do recruit to. Not exclusively, but obviously it's a great place to recruit to. So having the opportunity to play in that facility, the Van Andel Arena, which was the first time I've ever been there, it's a wonderful facility. And I was in Vegas for a while and around some great facilities, and I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that U.S. 131 showdown.
We're sitting here at The Rock on campus at Ferris State University, and we've talked about the university, and we've talked about this beautiful facility we're sitting in, but you're sitting there in a Ferris State football fleece. You can sit here at The Rock, and we watched some of practice yesterday, football team right across the way behind us. Let's talk a little bit about that football game coming up and what you expect from a crowd perspective and how fired up you get, even at the administration level, for a big rivalry game like this.
Well, you mentioned it right there, Mike, the rivalry game, and that's important. Every school has one, sometimes two. If you're a school that doesn't really have a rival game, then I feel sorry for you because it's great to have one of those. What makes a great rivalry, though, is that the other team's got to win every now and then, and it's Ferris's time to win. We haven't won in a while, and not to put any pressure on anyone, but I think our guys know that. Our coaching staff knows that. Our community knows that. Our university knows that. And, of course, you know, Grand Valley is a model program. I've known Tim Selgo for a long time. He's a great administrator. That university's done wonderful things, but we're doing some wonderful things here too. And it would really help our campus and help our program if we could rise up. And we've always played with them, for the most part. Last year was a very good game, and we're expecting a real good game tomorrow. And hopefully, you know, you get into those last 5 minutes, and you know, your playmakers got to kind of come out and make something happen. So we're expecting a big crowd. Thanks to you guys, we really feel that we've done an excellent job, or you've done an excellent job for us to reach into Grand Rapids and elsewhere. And I was in Mount Pleasant yesterday watching a nephew play a JV football game and listened to you guys, caught you up there as well.
I'll apologize for that in advance.
You know? And it's exciting, and our community's alive, the campus is alive, and you know, bouncing off the season we had last year, I'll just give the coaching staff and Coach Pierce and our young men a lot of credit because they're playing with a little bit more purpose. Whether we're talented enough to play with Grand Valley tomorrow, we'll see. It's the number one team in the country. But I tell you what, there's a bunch of guys in that locker room that feel they can play with anybody.
How excited is this campus and this community to that point? Not only because it's a rivalry game, but it was such a tough year last year. I mean, it was unusual for Coach Pierce. He's done a great job up here. But to 1-10 season, I think they struggled in the GLIAC, winless. And yet, you know, they have that game last week where they're so close to winning in a tough place to play. I've been up to the Superior Dome before for high school playoff action, and they lose last-second field goal. But it still is a battle for first place come tomorrow with unbeaten Grand Valley.
Well, that's the key right there. I mean, you can look back and take a time to analyze last Saturday's game, but they make it a short time, whether you win or lose. And the task is what's ahead of you. And I know we've prepared hard this week, and it doesn't take a whole lot for us to get up for Grand Valley or for Grand Valley to get up for Ferris State. So, but they have done a nice job. The first game that I was on the job here, we played Saginaw Valley at home, and I was down on the field level for the first quarter, and I could tell that those young men were playing with a purpose, like they had something to prove. And when you come off a 1-10 season, you better have something to prove. So I think they've met that challenge. But, you know, now they got to, you know, they're on the door, on the cusp, if you will, and they kind of got to break through it. And, you know, you want to measure yourself against the best. Grand Valley's, you know, been the best. And that's where we want to be. And the only way we're going to get there is to knock them off. So I'm sure that that's what they're thinking. And I know that that's what our community thinks and our university thinks. And expectation levels are, you know, you got to raise them up. That's how you get better. So we're looking forward to Saturday at 2.
Live from The Rock on the campus at Ferris State University. Talk to people a little bit about the fan experience at Ferris State. I've seen a football game here. And it is a really good time, and it's, you know, I had to remind myself again last night. You know, I spend a lot of time traveling to the UP, and it's one of those things where Big Rapids goes by in the rearview mirror on your way north. You forget that in 45 minutes, you're here.
I mean,
it's quicker than getting to Lansing, and you can be here to take in, especially this game, obviously, with the heat that you get mm-hmm. from the rivalry, but just the overall experience for a fan coming to a Bulldogs football game.
Well, I think, you know, exit 139 off of US 131, and that's, you know, we've got a lot to offer. It's a great little place, and the environment, I think, is going to be pretty live and electric. And don't forget, we've got CCHA hockey in town. We've got the
tonight.
Ohio State Buckeyes tonight and tomorrow. I've got a horde of family members coming over tomorrow for the football game, and there's some hockey enthusiasts in that group too, and they're coming over to watch us knock off the Buckeyes. But again, my first experience was some great tailgating, you know, some great interest, some great fan support, and you know, could it be better? Sure. Did we have a few empty seats here and there? Yes. Yeah. So that's the challenge for us, is to fill up those seats, but we have to be able to give our coaching staff and our coaches, you know, the resources they need, and our student athletes, and we got to compete in a number of ways. Facilities are a way you have to compete. You got to compete with operating budgets, and you got to compete with coaches' salaries and et cetera. So, you know, we've got some work to do. But Saturday, it's all about, you know, the guys on the field and playing. So, but the campus is alive. I think there's a lot of excitement about this, and I know there is within our athletic department. And I've been out at the community a little bit this past week at a few coffee shops and a town and gown meeting, and that's what people are talking about.
Well, and I don't mean to indict myself, but I interviewed some members of the community, and by members of the community, I mean bartenders, last night, and they were all talking about this game. I'm not going to lie. They were talking about the football team. They wanted to know when they found out what we were here for and what we were doing. They wanted to know about the game, you know. Unfortunately, they wanted my breakdown on it, and that's normally when I turn things over to Bakita because he's the stat guy. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just a guy that makes inappropriate comments, really. And
at least he knows his place.
You know, without hey, 13 years I've been building this empire. Everybody wanted to talk about this football game and this team, and Grand Valley coming in. It meant something to them. I mean, it really did. You got the sense, and we're asking our listeners this morning, our Keller Ford Facebook poll question, you know, what's your favorite rival game, because it really, you, I hate the cliche, well, throw the record book out the window, Bob, you know, but you do, you really do. And the pulse of this community last night when I was here in Big Rapids, everybody wanted to talk about this football game and what Ferris was going to do out on the field.
Well, I think that's what kind of makes college football and college athletics in general that exciting, and they have it at the pro level, but you know, when you've got young people that come to school here and their friends go to schools elsewhere and you play those schools, I think you get an opportunity to rise up. And it's for bragging rights, and you know how that is. I mean, you guys experience that all the time with guests and callers and so on. I mean, that's very, very important. You guys were talking about a big rivalry a few weeks ago, the one played down in Ann Arbor, those two teams.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but, you know.
I blocked that game out of my memory.
But this, you know, this one is in particular – is very, very important to people in Big Rapids and at Ferris State, and people at Allendale and Grand Valley State. So, you know, it shouldn't be difficult to get excited about a
sure.
rivalry game. But like I said, what makes a good rivalry is the, you know, the other team's got to win every now and then, and that's our goal.
One of the things that I think sets apart Ferris State's athletic department that I think is unique, and you're going to capitalize on it this weekend, and we've been talking about it, and I can't wait to talk to one of our good friends of the show, Bob Daniels, because we've had him on, is hockey. It's a unique situation, what you have, being a GLIAC school, having a CCHA hockey program, and I'm sure it's new to you from where you've been and so forth. Talk about that, because that really is an integral part of what Ferris State's always been known as, and the facility I was talking, you know, with the folks here, the facility that you use, that your hockey rink, is a community mm-hmm. rink, really, to bring people in.
It is, and of course, Brett, I mean, there's a lot of things Ferris is known for when we're 125 years old, but I'm going to save the thunder for Jeremy and Dave to talk about it. But intercollegiate athletic-wise, you know, it's our lone Division I sport. And we are unique in that we're a Division II sport, we're in the athletic department, we're in the GLIAC, but yet we play, you know, what I'll say, big boy hockey. You know, we play Notre Dame and Michigan State and Michigan and Ohio State, as well as Western Michigan, Miami, and you know, our friends from the Upper Peninsula, et cetera. So it's very important to us. It's always been important to this community. Coach Daniels has done a wonderful job. We've got what we feel is the makings of a very good team. And I think when you can bring schools like that into your, you know, when we play Ohio State and Michigan next Friday night here, you know, at 7 o'clock, and we play Ohio State tonight and tomorrow night. So I think people can get excited about that. Again, it's, you know, hey, we knocked off this team or we play that team. So it's it competitiveness is, you know, a lot of these people that are season ticket holders and fans and business owners, you know, they were young athletes and student athletes at one time, and everyone wants to be associated with a winner, and that's what we're trying to build here.
Well, I'll tell you what, after going to Lake State for 3 years, I know exactly what it's like to go with it. You know, I mean, I went to a college with, like, I don't know, 14 people, and and we had the same thing. I mean, CCHA hockey, if you're a hockey fan and you haven't witnessed one of these games on one of the native campuses, you really are missing out. Come on up here today, this morning. We're at the Rock here at Ferris State University. We've got stuff to give you. You can hug Katie, our assistant. That's always open. Always. She could use the attention, let's be honest. We're going to talk to everybody associated with the campus in Ferris State. Perk, thank you so much for the hospitality. We really appreciate you, you know, welcoming us in. And we know now the people that are furthest down on the totem pole, because they're the ones that have to get up at 5 to welcome us here. Obviously, that guy made some career mistakes, or he'd be sleeping soundly somewhere, as he should be. We really, really appreciate it. Looking forward to the hockey game tonight, the football game tomorrow. Thank you very much.
No, it's great to have you guys, and thank you. Thanks to Marty and Bill and both you guys.
No, don't thank those guys. They don't actually do anything.
When you come after a break, though, I want to hear you guys talk. Tell me, what's it like to work with Ray Bentley? That's all I want to know.
It's a lot like escorting a closed head injury victim through a mall. That's pretty much what you're dealing with.
I don't know if Ray enjoyed that 60-13 blowout. He was on the sidelines working the 3D last night.
I understand that. Yeah, that was a little bit of a romp.
Yeah, he turns into, he's a little bit like, have you ever heard Chris Spielman call a game?
Sure.
Where he turns into a coach about halfway through a call?
Sure.
That's it. Like, oh, and there he's down on the, wrap your arms! Oh, you don't know how to tackle! And, you know. Except that he's talking to the coffee machine.
That's that. That's
what goes on with Bentley.
That's that eye of the tiger that those linebackers
have.
Yeah,
the one like, are you looking at me or the fly on the wall? What are you doing? Where are you focused?
That sounds like Ray.
I'm sure his knees, by the way, appreciate that nice plane flight out to Oregon and back.
And that's why I'm talking so much smack, because I know he can't hear me right now.
Hey, oh, yeah, he'd hound you.
I was going to say, he's 77 years old, and he could still punch a hole through a brick wall. So hey, I'm going
to
go ahead and...
Guys, welcome to The Rock, and welcome to Fair State University.